From the Green Heck Fieldhouse, the Evergreens are on the air as we transition from high school basketball to high school hockey. I'm Chris Conley, just moments away from face-off between the DC Everest Evergreens and the East Merrill United Blue Jacks. The Evergreens played last night, and in high school hockey, when you have to turn it around on just one day's rest, you never know what you're going to get. And the Evergreens held on for a wild win, 8-7 over Wapaka. Evergreens had a four-goal lead. Wapaka scored three goals in a minute and 10 seconds to get back into it late in the second period. And the Evergreens held on for dear life with their number two goalie, Jared Kacmercek, making some big saves down the stretch. Evergreens probably stepping down in competition today when they play the East Merrill Blue Jacks, who come in at 2-8-1. They tied 1-1 against Shawamigan, a game that they probably figured to be one of their wins. They bring an interesting freshman goalie to the party, Jake Furrer, who looks like he'll develop into a good one. But the Blue Jacks usually are a little thin on the skating side. They suit up 12 skaters today, so that means the Evergreens have a deeper bench and probably will make a difference as we go through the game tonight. Again, the deeper team probably has an advantage in the later stages as the team that is a little bit thinner gets itself tired out. Hockey tonight brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics. It's your life, it's your smile. Schedule your free consultation with DeVorney Orthodontics in Wausau, Antigo, and Merrill. 715-842-5688. 715-842-5688. I'm Chris Conley, and we'll be back with our national anthem, and we'll drop the puck for DC Everest and East Merrill from the Green Heck Fieldhouse when we come right back on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back from the Green Heck Fieldhouse, our national anthem. The third time the Evergreens have skated at home this year. The schedule has been really funny for Everest. Everest has not lost in their last seven outs. They have six wins and a tie. The East Merrill Blue Jacks, with a win over Tomahawk last week, snapped an eight-game losing streak. Now this message, do you know the DC Everest Athletic Club supports student athletes, fundraising equipment, and scholarships? Please consider volunteering your time to the DC Everest Athletic Club and go Evergreens! First time I've seen the new road sweaters for East Merrill. They're in black with silver trim. They've got the interlocking East and M United on the front of the sweater as a logo. Evergreen's home uniforms look sharp with the white sweaters with green numerals and green trim, sketchy tree on the front, and the black breezers. The road sweaters look good too. We've just seen them a lot more for the Evergreens. Good to be home. Already mentioned the East Merrill United keeper, Jake Furrer, who's going to develop nicely over the time that he plays high school hockey. Ethan Hurt back between the pipes for the Evergreens after Jared Kacmercek got the go last time. Again, Kacperchuk allowed 7 goals, but came up big down the stretch, preserving a 1-goal lead. Here we are tonight, brand new night of hockey. The puck drops. Let's light this candle. We're underway. Play on the Olympic-size ice at the Greenheck Fieldhouse. Again, an advantage for the deeper, better skating team. Another plus that'll be in the Evergreens column. Evergreens control along the near side. It's Colby Schmidt just turned the puck over. East Merrill's got it in their own zone. This is Eli Poggle. Poggle tried to slide that through the crease. It was well wide. Taken away by Grant Ortel, who tries to get that ahead for Colby Schmidt. Too long. Blue Jacks back onside here. Here's Jared Heller along the near side boards. While Heller passed that back and shot from outside the blue line, passed it back to his teammate Jack Piscula, who wound it up and went right off the blocker of Ethan Hurt and then went into the corner. No one there to follow up. Evergreens will loft the puck into the corner. Both teams will be on a change here. 1 minute in, no score. Blue Jacks skating here onside. Got two trailers coming in. Shot from the near side. Save by Ethan Hurt. Hurt denies Jack Piscula again. Piscula's been active. Jack Piscula's now coming off. Partial change as the Evergreens come away with the puck. Here comes Quinton Shiro, far side boards. Shiro's got a trailer looking for Brady Bunnell, who was calling for the puck, didn't see him. Goes behind the net. That's where Bunnell will play it. Bunnell centers, little too long, tried to give it back to Shiro from close range. Eddie Zinda on goal. Save and a quick whistle will help Jake Furrer. Boy, that looked like for a moment it was underneath Furrer's pad, but wasn't secure. That puck looked like it was free. That's an early break for East Merrill, I guess. Offensive zone face-off for the Evergreens, 15:31 to play first period. Come to Furrer's left. Evergreens' Brady Bunnell takes the draw, goes behind the net. East Merrill unable to clear, held in by Yaku. Shot on goal just wide. Yaku's cranks up the wrister and just missed the near side post. Near side board, Zinda tried to steer that in just wide. Yaku sends it into the near side corner. Evergreens holding the zone here. Brady Bunnell. Bunnell from the corner. Goes behind the net. Here's Quinton Shiro. Shiro bodied up there. It was Greg Glavinsky. Got him off the puck. Loose for a moment. Quinton Shiro comes back to it. Shiro still holds the zone for the Evergreens. Jaglinski at the blue line now to Yaku's wrister. Save. And again, Furrer had that pop out of his glove for a moment and then reached down and covered it up. Got an Evergreens player who's slow to get up behind the net. That's Eddie Zinda. Zinda's back up on his skates. Coming over to the bench. Zinda will catch his breath, absorbed big contact in the far corner. Parker Nitzke takes the draw for the Evergreens offensive zone. Puck comes out to the blue line. Here's Yaku's near side board shot just wide. Again, Yaku's the velocity just makes his shot more distinctive than everyone else. Put the jugs gun on the Yaku's shot, and it's a lightning bolt off his stick. Puck comes out of the zone. East Merrill controls. Neutral ice, almost turned it over, and they did. But fanning on it for the Evergreens, trying to send it into the corner, was Kisley. East Merrill from outside the blue line slides that towards the net. It's wide of the near side post. From the corner, Evergreens take it away. Here's Kisley. Kisley goes to the near side boards. Had to slow up for a moment. Evergreens are on a chain, so a one-timer that goes off the glove of Ferrer, the goalie. Put on goal by Owen Bunnell. Evergreens win the battle to this puck in the corner. 14 minutes to play, first period, still scoreless. Again, the goals were coming free and easy last night. Evergreens 8-7 from just outside the near circle. Put on goal by Parker Hurt, just wide. Bounces off the boards, goes all the way around, goes out of the zone. Evergreens will chase this. New skaters on for the Blue Jacks. Long pass forward for the Evergreens to Colby Schmidt, unable to connect it. Goes all the way down the ice. Icing, offensive zone face-off for the Blue Jacks. Blue Jacks have a couple of long-range shots on goal, easy saves for Ethan Hurt. Evergreens have put more pressure on the freshman keeper, Jake Furrer, but we're still scoreless. Chris Conley here. Glad you're up for game 2 of our Fox Sports doubleheader for a Tuesday night. Busy night around the Everest Athletic Department. Tell you about that in a moment. Merrill wins the draw. Greg Glavinsky tried to put that on goal. It's blocked. Coming back the other way. 2-on-2 for the Evergreens. Stick handling. Couple of players fill in. Everest holds this puck. Davis Hackbarth. Hackbarth had a hat trick last night. Colby Schmidt battles behind the net, sends it off the boards. Jakus winds that up, shot wide. Goalie didn't see it till the last minute. Just wide of the near side post. Evergreen still holding it at the blue line. Colby Schmidt sweeps it into the corner. Hackbarth will do the dirty work behind the net. Can he get this centered? To Jakus near circle. Extra pass in front to Colby Schmidt. Lost in traffic and sent down the ice. Going to touch this up and it'll be icing. The Evergreens will have an offensive zone faceoff. Evergreen's getting some looks early. Still 0-0. Hockey Tonight is brought to you by InterCity State Bank. Simple, straightforward banking that exceeds your expectations. InterCity State Bank, locations in Schofield, Weston, and Wausau. Quinton Shiro takes the draw to Furr's right. Evergreens win it. They go back with it to Brady Bunnell. Now to the corner. Shiro tries to skate around with it. Had that a little bit too far off his stick, and the Blue Jacks take it away. Still held in on the near side. Here's Parker Hurt. Behind the net, no one there for Everest. Blue Jacks send it off the boards. Held in by Hackbarth. Blue Jacks again possessed, but unable to clear. They're back in their defensive end. Want to make sure they don't turn it over here. Can't be sloppy. Bounced off the board, still held in. Quinton Shiro, now it comes out of the zone. Evergreens retreat to neutral ice. Have to touch up here. Sent off the boards. Evergreens are onside. Sent ahead to Zinda, just wide. Zinda probably wanted to hold that. Didn't quite control it on his stick and sent it wide of the near side post. Comes off the boards, comes down the ice the other way. Blue Jacks will send it into the corner. East Merrill is on a change. Evergreens are there defensively. No icing there. That went off one of the Everest players. Now Everest will be on a change, too. Fresh skaters on the ice. And at the red line, neutral zone, here's Hackbarth. Will send it into the corner. Evergreens will chase from there. Alex Kisley closes in on the puck. Behind the net, Blue Jacks come away with it. Turned over right in front of the net. Shot deflected by one of the East Merrill players. Turned over there by Jared Heller. Good recovery by Greg Levinsky, who got a stick down and denied the shot from Parker Nitsky of the Evergreens. So the Blue Jacks almost burned by one of their own mistakes. Evergreens will get an offensive zone faceoff, and that puck went over the plexiglass and into the netting high above the Green Heck Fieldhouse. Evergreens, that came out in front and slid right through the crease just wide. Comes out of the zone now, and the Evergreens are starting to win the battle at neutral ice. The Evergreens seem to be getting all the loose pucks between the blue lines. Evergreens are onside here. Puck fed ahead here to Parker Nitsky. Got a trailer, too. Jaglinski fills in for the Evergreens at the blue line from behind the net. Slid out in front. Colby Schmidt couldn't control it. Back to Jakus. Tries to put that on goal. Blocks off of Hackbarth and goes wide. Jakus again shot. Got a player in front. Colby Schmidt loose in front again. Jabbing at it as the Evergreens covered up. Davis Hackbarth from close range. Hackbarth is frustrated. Thought he was going to be able to stuff that one in. Still 0-0. 11 minutes to play first period. New skaters out for both teams. Offensive zone face-off for the Evergreens. Shots on goal have become lopsided. They were more even earlier in the period. Hackbarth will take the draw for Everest. Hackbarth wins it. Colby Schmidt behind the net. Schmidt tries to feed it in front. Got traffic in the crease. Hackbarth tried to fill in on the near side post. Unable to get that puck to him in traffic, though. Blue Jacks try and bounce it off the boards. High hit. Going to play on through that. Hackbarth stays on his skates. Evergreens try and come away with it. Nope. Blue Jacks send it off the boards. Send it down. Icing. Offensive zone face-off for the Evergreens. We're sponsored by Abra Auto Body. Sports is competitive. Automotive body work is competitive, too, until you know what Abra Auto Body has to offer. Special equipment, techs with experience, aluminum certified, and more. Abra Auto Body, Wausau's north side. Hackbarth takes the draw, wins it, goes back to the blue line. It's held in there by Parker Hurt. Hurt feeds it down low into the corner. Can the Evergreens center from there? Evergreens, that's Hackbarth. Sent it behind the net, but an East Blue Jacks player is closest to it. They come away with the puck. Over skating there is Eli Poggle. Evergreens take it back. Send it behind the net, Colby Schmidt. Schmidt's forced off the puck there by Glavinsky. Glavinsky tries to move that ahead. Nope, Evergreen send it right back in the corner. Blue Jacks are having trouble clearing. Puck goes in front. It's in the skates of Grant Ortel. Ortel circles back. Ortel back to the blue line now, feeds in the slot. Far side boards. Back out. Yaku's big blast winds up. Didn't get through. Off one of the Blue Jacks players and sent down the ice. Deflected off of Yaku's of the Evergreens. Wave off icing. Blue Jacks get new skaters. Long outlet pass ahead to Colby Schmidt from Yaku's shot. Deflected by Greg Glavinsky. Glavinsky saved his goalie from having to make a tough chance there. Blue Jacks looks to come back the other way. Goes off the boards. Icing didn't touch anyone. Went all the way down the ice. Faceoff coming in the Evergreens offensive zone with 9:29 to play first period. Blue Jacks are holding their own. They're being outshot here. Evergreen's a little unsure who's going to take this draw. Brady Bunnell's looking around like, is it me? Yes, Brady, it's you. Puck drops back to the blue line, held in by Jaglinski. Goes cross ice. Yaku's on the far side boards. A little bit too far out in front of Jacob and sent out of the zone. Evergreens go back. Evergreens again gobble up all the loose pucks between the blue lines. Pass goes ahead to Eddie Zinda. Zinda came a little hot for him. Blue Jacks come back the other way. Here's going to be a chance on goal. Shot. Save! Greg Glavinsky is turned away by Ethan Hurt. Evergreen's counterattack. Well, Glavinsky carried it right down to just outside the crease, and Hurt with the best save of the night to keep us at 0-0. By far the Blue Jacks' best scoring opportunity. Evergreen's now hold in. Ketton Ottinger sends it to the corner. Boy, the Blue Jacks had a chance to play from in front there, and Ethan Hurt had something to say about it. Quinton Shiro here for the Evergreens from close range, jabs at that puck, and it's covered up by Jake Furrer. Yeah, Furrer's been the busier of the goalies, but the save that Ethan Hurt just made, best save of the night so far. Brady Bunnell takes the draw for the Evergreens in the offensive zone, goes into the corner. Blue Jacks have a player closest to it, Logan Moser. Moser sends it all the way around the boards and unable to hold it into the blue line for the Evergreens is Ketton Ottinger. Ottinger's got to skate all the way back. He'll be behind his own net in his defensive end. Slides that puck ahead too long, so the passing is sloppy. Tried to get it ahead to Brady Bunnell. Blue Jacks with an opportunity. Far side boards. Checked off the puck. Got two players, now three players in. Blue Jacks right in front. Just over the crossbar. Jared Heller got a look there. Bounces high off the plexiglass. Comes out of the zone. Here's Eddie Zinda for the Evergreens coming back the other way. Good back and forth hockey. Zinda sends it all the way around the boards. Parker Nitzky holds it in. Netsky to the near side. Midway through the first period, 8 minutes to play. No score between the Evergreens and East Merrill United. Evergreens on the engine, though. Just overskating the puck is Nitzky. Blue Jacks in their defensive end look to come forward. Evergreens are a faster skating team. A couple of players tangled up. Both go down to the ice. Incidental, no penalty. Evergreens come away with the puck. Blue Jacks with limited looks. Evergreens with more chances. Icing here on the Evergreens. Offensive zone face-off for the Blue Jacks coming up. Follow the Evergreens all season long at everythingevergreens.com. Brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics, Dunright Exteriors, Inner City State Bank, Baseman Shoe and Clothing, Country Fresh Meats, and Telusti Kennedy and Dirks Law Firm. That's everythingevergreens.com. Glavinsky will take the draw for the Blue Jacks. The Evergreens, Davis Hackbarth wins it. Hackbarth has Colby Schmidt trailing their onside. Gets it to Schmidt. Shot on goal. Pad save. Loose in front. Ortel overskated the puck. It was waiting for him right between the circles. Blue Jacks 2-on-2 coming back the other way. Carson Blaski carries it into the corner and loses the puck there. Evergreens come away with it. 3-on-2. Everest. Ortel got Hackbarth in front. If he can get it to him, Ortel takes it himself. Pad save. Deflects behind the net. Blue Jacks come back. Evergreens have two players back. Good back and forth hockey. Bouncer from outside the blue line. Put on goal by Blarski. Evergreens keeper just gathered it off to the side and let his team take it back. Blue Jacks possess the puck again, but they're back in their own end, and they've just turned it over. Davis Hackbarth has it on his stick, right at the center circle. Feeds it ahead onside. Ortel shot off the post and not in. Had the keeper beat, bangs off the near side post. From behind the net, Ortel tries to recover, keeps the chance alive. Now Hackbarth in the corner. Back out to the blue line, held in by the Evergreens. Fed in front, Eddie Zinda off the blocker. Jake Furrer is a tough nut to crack for the Evergreens. Evergreens still hold the zone, send it to the near side corner. Evergreens are going to be on a change. Zinda will fight for the puck here. The Evergreens get two new skaters on. Tried to feed that back. Goes off one of the Blue Jacks defenders. Off Eli Poggle. Out of the zone. Blue Jacks get new skaters on. Still scoreless. 6 minutes to play. First period. Evergreens. Zinda rushes on the far side. Puts that on goal. Pad saved by Ferrer again. Here's Yakuz with a blast. Wide. Off the goalie's stick. And out of play. Yakuz cranked another one up from the blue line. Hockey's brought to you by the Brainerd Funeral Home and Cremation Center, respected as our area's best funeral home in 2018 and 2019. When it matters most, the Brainerd Funeral Home is there. Evergreens last Quinton Shiro to take this draw. Puck bounces towards the net. Evergreens look to control. Shiro couldn't get to it. Jabbing at it, here's Brady Bunnell. Bunnell circles back. Bunnell's got it on the backhand side, gets to the far circle now behind the net, centered in front. Evergreens couldn't get that. One of the Blue Jacks defensemen got a stick down and disrupted the chance. It comes out of the zone. Sent right back in by Jaglinski of the Evergreens into the corner. Evergreens will battle for it there. Blue Jacks play it off the boards, get it out of the zone at neutral ice along the near side. Brady Bunnell got tangled up. Zinda comes up with it. Zinda put a bouncing puck on goal and sticked aside by Jake Fuhrer. Just a flutterer. Evergreen's new skaters on. And East Merrill's just turned it over to Alex Kisley. Kisley will play it into the corner. Parker Netsky chases there. 5 minutes to play, first period, 0-0. And the Evergreens letting an inferior opponent hang around, centered in front, in between the circles, put on goal by Kent Nottinger, pad saved by Jake Fuhrer. Fuhrer's been busy. He's got at least a dozen saves in this first period. Stat sheet's going to be unbalanced, but the scoreboard stays at 0-0 for the time being. In the corner, Evergreens fight for it, offensive zone, tried to get that in front. Fuhrer got his stick out and disrupted a chance there that Alex Kisley was going to try and jab in. Pops off one of the East Merrill defenders, bounces into the corner. Behind the net now, closest player to it is the Blue Jacks, Trent Przorski. Przorski cannot clear, held in by Quinton Shiro, it's behind the net. The Blue Jacks defender is closest to it. Evergreens trying to contest this. Blue Jacks will send it all the way down. It's icing. Offensive zone face-off to the Evergreens. 4:10 to play, first period. Well, good for East Merrill. Holding their own against a much tougher Everest team. And boy, you never know what you'll get when a team plays one night and then has to play the very following night. Hockey's not really meant to be played back-to-back like this. And the Evergreens' physical game, 8-7, drooling, emotional game. Evergreens win the draw. Yakuz high over the crossbar. The goal is off its moorings. We're going to have a stoppage here. Officials late in noticing as the Evergreens were trying to center that puck from the corner and the net had already come free. We'll get a stoppage. Offensive zone faceoff coming for DC Everest. And hockey is sponsored by the Cloverbelt Credit Union. Local lenders, lending local money, keeping our community strong. Construction loans too, Cloverbelt Credit Union. Ortell takes the draw, goes back. A lot of traffic in front. Hackbarth sends it back to the blue line. Yakuz looks for some separation. Shot on goal. Loose in front, jabbing. It is under the pads of Jake Fuhrer. Ortell was looking to be opportunistic on the rebound. Fuhrer was able to cover. I mean, the shots from Yakuz come in with so much velocity. Goalie's going to have to catch it square in his glove for it to be clear. Otherwise, it's going to bounce off in front, which means there are rebound opportunities there. Offensive zone faceoff. Ortell wins it for the Evergreens. Back to Yakuz, far side boards. Yakuz feeds in front, right through the slot. Trying to get a tip in by Colby Schmidt. Schmidt's stick was up, and the puck went right underneath it. 3.5 to play in the period, still scoreless. Evergreens hold this zone in. Blue Jacks now behind their own net in their defensive end. Bounced off the boards. Coming up is Jaglinski to try and keep it in. Goes out. Icing. Offensive zone face-off again for the Evergreens. So the Blue Jacks have not gotten the look down at the other end of the ice in a while. Freshman Jake Fuhrer, hero of the game right now for East Merrill. The other goalie, Truman Schull, I saw him in a game where I filled in for Tom King earlier in the year. Truman Schull came in, played two periods, gave up a lot of goals. So they're both freshmen, so they're both development projects. But Jake Fuhrer's got a lot of skills in net. Evergreens win this draw. Hackbarth picks up along the side boards. Far side. Keeps the chance alive here outside the circle. Evergreens, while high hit from Hackbarth, no penalty. Comes out of the zone. Blue Jacks will get a look here. Here's Logan Moser. Moser had it go off his stick and into the corner. First time the Blue Jacks have been down at this side of the ice in forever. Evergreens have just turned this over. In front, shot off the blocker and a save by Ethan Hurt. Blue Jacks get a look at the net off an Everest turnover. Still not clear, though. It's behind the net. Blue Jacks battle for it there. Joining the fight is Triscula. Evergreens come away with it. 3-on-2 the other way. Evergreens are onside. Ortell tried to feed Yaku, sent it behind the net instead. Boy, he needed a better pass there. 2.5 minutes to play. Evergreens fight. Colby Schmidt just overskated the puck on the near side. Yakus will battle for it. Evergreens going to get an offensive zone faceoff as the Blue Jacks have sent it down the ice again. Icing. And both teams will get new skaters out. The Blue Jacks would feel just fine about a scoreless first period, I would think. Evergreens be a little bit frustrated considering the chances that they've had. Brady Bunnell takes the draw for DC Everest. Puck goes behind the net. Pescula for the Blue Jacks turned it over. Evergreens fanning on that. Keaton Ottinger. Ottinger was near the dot on the far circle. He's going to get a good look at that if he could have connected with the wood. He did not. Evergreens' Brady Bunnell circles back in the near side corner behind the net. Turned over. Greg Glavinsky gets it for the Blue Jacks. Can he clear? No. Tried to send it off the boards. Evergreens hold it in. Blue Jacks come away with it. Jared Heller faster to the puck. Under 2 minutes to play in the period. Blue Jacks send it to the far corner there in the offensive zone. Got all five players in. Evergreens battle for this in their defensive corner and coming away with the puck. Parker Hurt for Everest. Evergreens 2-on-2 on the far side. That's Bunnell. Zinda trying to fill in. To Zinda in front, deflected away by one of the Blue Jacks defensemen. Off the boards and out of the zone. 90 seconds until first intermission. Looks like we may be playing a scoreless first period here on the big ice. Evergreens here. Shot off the blocker. Popped up and goes wide. Quinton Shiro put that on. From the far side boards, Evergreens sweep at it. Slid right through the crease. No one's there. Evergreens still hold. Yaku's shot off the blocker. Loose in front. Blue Jacks are closest to it. 2-on-2 if they hurry back. And the Blue Jacks were onside just barely. Carried it in Pescula. Evergreens defenders are back. Pescula from close range. Shot off the blocker of Ethan Hurt. Was loose in front for a moment. Evergreens, Colby Schmidt clears it off. Evergreens back the other way. Yaku's carries in. Schmidt fills in. Yaku sends it around the boards. There's no one there at the far side point to hold it in. Blue Jacks come up with the puck. 40 seconds left in the first period. Wide open hockey on the big ice tonight. Here's Jaglinski. He's onside for the Evergreens. Jag shot, pad, save. Comes out in front between the circles. A little bit too long for Ottinger to get his stick on it. Evergreens try and go back to Hackbarth at the blue line. He couldn't hold it in. Bouncing puck that kind of rode up his stick. 15 seconds left until our first intermission horn. Blue Jacks have the puck out of the zone. Wave off icing, went off one of the Evergreens. 10 seconds here. Evergreens send this puck ahead to Ortell. Goes off his stick. And the Blue Jacks are holding their own against the Evergreens. We'll go to the locker room 0-0 in the first period. And we will take a 3-minute break. We'll recap our first period stats when we come right back. First intermission, Evergreen 0, Blue Jack 0 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.